Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
All right, good morning, school leaders. Welcome back to your Morning Boost. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for rejoining us again today. Today, we're going to continue this week-long quest on writing goals, and today we're going to tackle the M in SMART goals, also known as measurable. We're not just counting, we're establishing concrete indicators of success. That's the goal of that M. So what gets measured gets managed. That's what Peter Drucker wisely once said. And without measurable criteria, how can we track progress or determine success? Measurement provides concrete evidence of achievement. It allows us to see our progress in black and white. According to a study by the Corporate Executive Board, the CEB, which is actually now called Gartner, but teams with measurable goals are 20% more likely to achieve them. Now, this isn't a huge number, but 20% is one out of every five, and that's going to be able to help me push my team towards achievement. I'm going to take that extra little bump. This demonstrates the power of quantifiable targets. It adds a level of accountability as well, and it allows for some adjustments along the way. So for a few actionable tips, when we're talking about ourselves, we want to make sure that we use numbers, percentages, or frequencies, or something like that to define our goals. But we're going to go beyond just simple metrics. Consider using leading and lagging indicators. Leading indicators, they're going to predict future performance, while lagging indicators are going to reflect on past performance. By incorporating both of those, it's going to really give us a good measuring stick to see how our goals are, how we're achieving. So an example of this would be something like, I want to reduce chronic absenteeism. So in my case, I'm going to call that by missing 10% or more of school days. I want to reduce chronic absenteeism by 15% within the next semester. Leading indicator of that would be increasing positive parent contact by 25%. The lagging indicator would then be the 15% reduction in chronic absenteeism. So my goal, really, what I'm looking for is to increase that positive parent contact, which is then going to lead to the 15% reduction in chronic absenteeism. Now, using visuals like data visualization tools to track your progress, that's going to help a ton. It's going to help provide a powerful sense of accomplishment, and it's also going to help us highlight some areas that need attention. Now, when we're talking about our staff and helping lead our teachers this way, really help our staff identify those key performance indicators, or some people call those KPIs. Make sure that we're helping them identify the ones that are relevant to their goal. We want to ensure that these KPIs are aligned with the school's overall objectives as well, to make sure that those teacher goals have some more meaning to our overall school mission. Try to encourage them to use tools. Encourage them to use spreadsheets or dashboards that will help track their to help track that progress visually. Unfortunately, sometimes, again, if we don't have that direction to where our goals are headed, we're not going to be as keen or as interested in keeping track of those. Now, our staff will also benefit from some regular check-ins. Try to review some metrics. This is pretty crucial, actually. Make sure that these check-ins are collaborative and they're also supportive, and they're focused on problem-solving and growth, not just a gotcha, have you achieved your goal yet? So an example could be if we're talking about increasing student test scores, maybe we measure some increase in these average student scores on the district-wide assessment. Maybe we're shooting for a certain percentage point. So when we come back for these check-ins, we're looking for some growth. We might not be at that full ending piece yet. If we are, we probably didn't write our goal perfectly anyway, but that's what we're looking for, those little checks to see how we are doing. But if we facilitate this as an administrative team, our staff's going to be more likely to actually do these checks as the year goes on. As we know, we're all super busy. They're going to get busy too. Have to have that focus on our goals. Make sure to remember that a goal that is measurable provides a way to track progress. It really shows when the desired outcome has been achieved. It also allows for data-driven decisions on what's next after the goal. That's the M in SMART goals, folks. Make sure your goal is measurable. Otherwise, you don't have a goal. You just have a dream. Tune in again tomorrow for some more goal writing and another quick reminder about our next Booster Shot episode that's going to come out this Wednesday. That's going to go live tomorrow. So you will not want to miss that one. I promise you that is going to be worth your time. Outside of that, have a great Tuesday leading your school district or your building. Thanks for doing the work that you do. Thanks for listening today. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You've been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.